The ticket presents girly girl gridiron action with the 12th annual BVB Dallas Flag football game and fundraiser. Over 200 of Dallas's most talented, intelligent, not to mention hottest blondes and brunettes face off to raise money to tackle Alzheimer's disease Saturday, August 10th at the historic Cotton Bowl. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Log on to bvbdallas.org for more info. $25 gets you into the game and after party hanging with all the girls from Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The ticket. Guess who's going to be coaching the blonde team?
Cray Tray.
Not Cray Tray.
Really?
Right here. Yep.
Well.
Coach?
I think I'm the head coach, and Jake is going to coach the brunettes. I don't know what coaching entails, but we're going to have fun.
Sounds like that you're really involved.
Where's some juice from you guys?
I still have time to prepare.
I want some inspirational speeches.
Okay.
And always record, okay?
Okay.
You got to roll on it. Oh, will you give the Pacino speech? Do you know what that is?
Yes.
I don't know what to say, really.
Will you do it?
That exact same speech?
Yeah, can we pick a speech for you to give the team, and you have to give it word for word, and then just see what happens?
So, like, all the blonde girls playing on the team, I just get in the middle of them and say this speech?
Well, I mean, before okay. If you're the coach, you can give a pregame speech, right?
Oh, heck yeah, I'll give that speech.
Yeah.
And then we're going to win.
Well, okay. I don't care if you do that,
right,
but I just want you to...
Get ready.
And we'll give Jake a different speech from a different movie.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Will you give the killer speech that he gave about
the drop third strike is when the catcher drops it, when the batter swings through and misses and he drops the ball and he tags the runner out instead of throwing it to first, where the hitter can still advance to first because the ball wasn't received by the catcher.
I could call a timeout.
That's called the drop third strike.
Sorry.
The strikeout and then...
No, I know that.
It keeps going.
You really have to have the pause and the... That's called a drop third strike.
That's called a drop third strike.
I'll just say that verbatim in a timeout.
Now we're going to do a crow line here in a second. So this is kind of the end of the week and the end of this show together. I mean, we got Wiley Didn't Suck, but that's kind of a different animal. But I do want to say before we do the crow line, I thought it's been fantastic today, Julie.
Thank you.
And actually, if I could have picked just one person to fill in all 6 days that Bob was gone, it absolutely would have been you. And I say that from the bottom of my heart.
So you know the other 5 times you said that I was sitting right there listening. So, but thank you anyways. We'll pretend like you meant it.
I absolutely meant it. And I'm shocked and appalled at your harsh accusation right there.
He's just pouring his heart out to you.
And here you are.
Worse than norm.
You absolutely
ugly
are.
Ugly field goal.
All right, so killer... Has messed everything up this week. Let's see, though, if he put a good crow line together. It's 214-523-CROW. We take your phone calls all week long, and then at the end of the week, we montage it together, and here you go.
Message.
I just called to tell Dan that if I could only have one person on bad radio while Bob was gone on vacation, I would want it to be Dan every day.
Hi, this is Kay. I know you probably remember me. I love Jesus, I love bad radio, and I love the Beatles. Dan, I want to tell you you have a very nice face, and I hope you can get rid of the beard as soon as possible, because you're good-looking without it. Y'all have a great day. Bye. Hey, guys. Easy-peasy recipe. 3 bananas, 2 eggs, 1 box of butter yellow recipe. Makes the best banana bread ever. Just put it in muffin cups, bake it 350. Add some protein powder if you want. It works. Enjoy.
Hey, young Dan McDowell here. Just casually talking sports here on Akron Sports Radio. Conversationally reminding you that you can get your Halloween costume down at Ace of Spades in Akron. I've already got mine. It's kind of a popcorn tub. You just kind of affix to the front of your pants somewhere there. Yeah, so get on down there. You know, it's 59 degrees outside. Nice. It's pretty good, baby. And it's 3:10. So, you know, in an hour and 10 minutes, it'll be 4:20, baby. So, yeah, coming up next, we'll talk a little bit about the Indians. So, tune in.
You're doing good, Dan. No Ducey again today. Don't blow it.
So Donnie Dew can't remember the Panthers. He doesn't eat chitlins. I mean, what's this guy even doing?
Dan, this is Norm. Going to ask you one last time, pal. You gotta back off Julie. You gotta back off Julie. She belongs to the nose. Julie belongs to the nose. All right, pal. Get some more.
Oh, jeez, guys. What if we have to get in a fight at the children's round? It's supposed to be a fun place. And now I gotta fill out all these police reports. And now Pluto's just working up a storm. I can't calm him down. Let's take it outside. Jeez.
Hi, it's Dave Raymond here. Hope you enjoyed me co-hosting today. Well, I'm no Josh Lewin. At least I'm better than John Radigan and more coherent than Dave Barnett. Oh, and I killed Steve Bundy.
Okay, these ESPN announcers. The Rangers won 5-0. You don't need to rub it in on the last 20 seconds of your announcement that Nelson Cruz didn't get the ball and we lost our World Series. And guess what?
Those bones. I wanted to wish Michael Gruber a happy birthday. Why couldn't they fix me?
Hey, bacon two gears and turn her again. Killer and Mike, last week, you're going to need to have the volume levels correct for this one. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Hey, boys. It's fake Christopher Walken here. And have you heard of this thing called a drop third strike? Okay, so there's two strikes on a batter, and then the third strike comes in, but the catcher fumbles the ball, and then you heard of this?
So a strike in bowling, so if I was going to explain to you, so if all 10 pins are sailed by the bowling ball, then that would be a strike. So if 8 pins were sailed by the bowling ball, by the bowler bowling the ball, it would only not be a strike, and then the bowler would have a chance for a spare. But if 10 balls, pins, are bowled down, then it would be a strike. So all 10 pins would be a strike.
Hey, Dan, I hate to break in, but a stolen base occurs when a base runner advances by taking a base to which he is not entitled. This generally occurs when a pitcher is throwing a pitch, but it can also occur while the pitcher still has the ball, or is attempting a pickoff, or as the catcher is throwing the ball back to the pitcher.
Hey, I just want to say, Killer, I think you're doing a great job, and they pulled on you during Why Today Doesn't Suck Today, and that was not deserved. Bob said he didn't know what they were talking about, and you explained it to him, and I just think those guys, they really just don't know what they're talking about. You're doing a great job. Thanks for filling in this week.
Hey, everybody. This is former disgraced Major League Baseball announcer Flip Tangles, the old Flipper. It's time for his Flipped Out Take of the Week. I was listening to Dave Raymond on with Dan McDowell today, and I want to talk about juice balls. Listen, Major League Baseball owns it all. Just forget about it. Whether they bring an old sack of balls out to the field and hang them out there in your face, or a new sack of balls, you just grab the balls and you throw them. So everybody, just remember, it doesn't matter how juicy the balls are. Just go out and enjoy the game. Be thankful that you live in a country where Major League Baseball is played, where you can listen to Dave Raymond, where you can listen to Dan McDowell, and where you have get up. It's gonna be a program. Get up. Hey, everybody, flip out. Take a week. Liver Daniel.
End of message.
That was created underwater.
Okay, getting ahead of the game here?
Yep. Trying to get that bunt single out now while I still can.
Got a little...
Use the bathroom sound effect on
What about the whole, let's listen to it when we're done and just make sure it sounds...
I did listen to it. and it sounded fine on my computer, but obviously my computer doesn't work well. And it's not an Acer, so I don't know what the problem is.
Hmm.
I use the exact same software that we use here in the prod rooms.
You can always blame the technology killer.
No, I'm taking the blame on this one.
Well,
Pac-Man.
You were hit pretty hard in that Pac-Man. Crow line. How are you feeling after that?
I feel fine.
You know what we call this?
That's called a drop third strike.
Mino, we're trying to have a very serious talk about killer's emotions.
I don't know what happened, why it sounds like underwater. I have no idea.
Well, that wasn't the question.
Didn't sound good.
How do you
there,
feel
killer?
After...
Oh, my...
After being attacked.
My testicles have been up in my throat the entire week, so it's okay.
No, that was good, killer.
The entire
I thought it was
15
awesome.
Years of... How long have you worked
17
here?
Years of groin kicks.
Right, so it's this has been nothing for you. I feel like this week is you've been kind of held up as a champion.
Remember when he was really good at the intro today?
Yeah, you know what?
And he got all cocky and confident.
And then
said,
Julie's like, killer's great. There's no chance in the next 3 hours there will be a killer mistake because...
I actually was feeling very confident about it because on my computer it sounded great because it sounded just like those audio cuts from Katie Hamilton you've played today. I was like, okay, this is a good day for me.
It is a good day, killer. Come here and I'll give you a little pet, a little scratch. I'll give you a treat. A
little tap on the head. Good job.
Let me just see something. Let me play it from my computer and just see.
Start of message.
I just called.
No,
bad.
Still bad.
Sorry.
Just wanted to see if it was like because the Katie Hamilton stuff you cut off was fantastic. So
we could understand it. It wasn't like it was inaudible.
Some things.
Yeah. All right.
Thought it was great. It was a good crow line.
It's 2:45. This is the ticket.